Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Condori and Murad, would like to help you to draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, and put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to let them know we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. They will take excellent care of you, just like they did taking care of us all weekend long out here in Minnesota. Another great road trip with those guys who sponsor our show and send us on the road. They think of everything. They're very thorough and just they want us to have a good time.
Yeah, they make it easy for us, for sure.
They could not be better to this program. So we thank them again, as always, for all that they do for us and for the fan. And we send you their way, kmlawyers.com. Let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and talk to the former head coach here in D.C., Jay Gruden.
On air and on the road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group. Ted Britt Ford in Chantilly and Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters. Ted Britt Lincoln in Chantilly and Ted Britt Chevrolet in Sterling. All home to Ted Britt for life. That's lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at TedBritt.com.
Jay, this is a disaster at this point. Washington's lost 8 in a row, 5 of those losses by at least 21. I mean, the last team to have 8 or more losses in a season where they lost by 21 or more 5 times is the 2013 Houston Texans. What do you make of just how bad this year has gone?
You know, the obvious one is you point to the injury factory, especially the quarterback. But really, there's been other teams with injuries that haven't looked this bad or played this poorly. I don't know. It's hard because some days it's the offensive line. Sometimes it's the passing game. Sometimes the defense can't get a stop. It's been a combination of a lot of issues, and that's the scary part is where do you start next year as far as addressing the problems? Is it the secondary? Is it the linebacker? Is it the pass rush? Is it another offensive lineman? Is it a big-time back? Is it another big-time wide receiver? I mean, they just have a lot of issues right now they got to figure out.
How surprised were you that yesterday happened like it did, especially given it seemed like they played much better against Denver and were competitive? Not good, but it's better than it was. How surprised are you that they kind of came out and did as poorly as they did yesterday?
I was very surprised. They give up the opening drive, a 7-play, 80-yard drive for touchdown, then they get the ball back and they drive 15 plays at 2-yard line, go for it, and don't get it. And then Minnesota goes 20 plays for another touchdown, it's 14-0. And then you're in that hole and you're battling against the time to try to get score in before halftime. That doesn't work out. Next thing you know, you're down 3 touchdowns, and then the floodgates open. Marcus Mariota comes in, throws a pick, and and everybody's looking at each other on the sideline waiting for the plane to take off back to Washington. So it was a bad day.
Jay, you, like me, said throughout the week and for a couple weeks that you got to bring Jaden Daniels back because he needs to play football. There are still 5 weeks of practices and games to go. He comes back, and for a third consecutive game, he leaves with an injury. Does it change how you felt in hindsight or feel now at all?
A little bit, yes. If he's going to continue to, you know, if he falls down and hurts that elbow every time, then I probably wouldn't play him anymore. I don't know what the elbow injury is. I don't know if he could have come back in yesterday or not. But if this is an issue where he's got to wear an elbow brace and the team's not very competitive right now, maybe it is best to sit him. But I'm still a firm believer if he's healthy, he should play. They still have Dallas and Philadelphia. They could ruin their seasons, which is always a good thing to do when you're a division rival. I would love for him to play, but if it's a nagging injury and it's going to continue to bother him every time he gets tackled, then I wouldn't play him.
Yeah, so Dan Quinn said after the game, as you know, essentially that he could have come back in, that it was precautionary that they kept him out. We were right behind the bench, so we were watching. He was getting a bunch of treatment. He looked annoyed, honestly, that they basically told him he couldn't go back in based on what we could see coming out of the blue tent. But I know the reaction has been as if like he redid the elbow injury altogether and he's out for another month. It's very possible he could practice this week and play again this weekend. Does that change how you feel if, like, to me, landing as hard as he did on the elbow, if there's not an injury that happened and it's just pain and he's like, oh, that hurt really bad, and they get him back to the sideline, and they cut the sleeve off, and they put a new sleeve on, and he's ready to go again, then I think that's actually a sign that the elbow was pretty healed and handled it pretty well, if Dan Quinn's telling the truth, and he could have returned to play.
Yeah, well, that's disappointing. If he could have returned to play, he should have gone back into play, for God's sakes. This is getting to be quite annoying for me as a ex-quarterback who played with many, many injuries. I know he's a franchise player, but I mean, injuries happen. You got to play with pain a little bit. I mean, you're not always going to be 100% when you step out on the field. So you got to show your physical toughness at times, and you can't be babied by the coach or the trainers. I mean, you got to go out there and play. It's a left elbow, for God's sakes. You don't need it. I mean, just go out there and let it rip. You know, I was disappointed in the protection plan against the pass rush of Minnesota a little bit, but for the most part, he should go back and play if he can. It's a left elbow, for God's sakes.
Yeah, Jay, I wanted to ask you about that. Jay Grid with us here on G&D. What did you make of how they handled the blitz and things? And listen, with our vantage point, we were there at great seats. We're on the side. It was hard to tell who's open, who wasn't, and a lot of different things. But it looked a couple times like Zach Ertz was open for something quick, and he wasn't looking that way. I don't know if that's a him problem, if that's what he was coached to do, et cetera. But how do you think they handled yesterday's blitz? Obviously, the results weren't great. They didn't score.
Yeah, no, not very good. You know, they showed a lot of eight-up looks, and, you know, they have a very good blitz package. They show the double A's, they eat up your backs, and they'll bring somebody off the edge who's usually unblocked. And I think Jaden felt the guy that was unblocked and was trying to throw, you know, into it. He knew he was hot, which was good, but nobody was open. That was the problem. And, you know, on the other side, you did see some people open, but he was working into the blitz because that was the free runner. So he's hot on that side. So, yeah, you know, you just got to expect that. You know, I'd like to see a little more max protection or something like that. Maybe get some more shots down the field and try to take advantage of the weak coverage, but unfortunately he had to get the ball out so quick. And then they audible to a quick screen to Van Ginkle's side, and I said on the show last week, I said, whatever you do, don't throw a screen to Van Ginkle's side. He's gonna pick it. And sure enough, some gun
Gruden on Grant and Danny here on the Fan. After a 31-0 loss for Washington, they've dropped 8 straight. They are 3-10. To that point, I went back and watched last night. It was pretty clear he's barking something out and changing something before the play. I guess it's possible he's like changing a protection and the screen was already called that way. But I got the sense he changed into that hot throw toward Van Ginkle. Is that what you saw?
I think so. You know, a lot of times if you have an 8-up look or a blitz look, teams will audible to a wide receiver screen, and that could have been the case. But, you know, something has to trump it. You can't do it if that's Van Ginkle over there. He's batted too many down. He's intercepted too many of them. He just got a great awareness of how to play those receiver screens. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, yeah, I mean, sometimes that's your only option. You have to audible a screen pass, and then Jaden should have done a better job of trying to get around him somehow or over the top.
Was there, just for, as you're watching it, Jay, was there more there that Daniels wasn't seeing? How much of that is rust? How much that he wasn't seeing it? Or, you know, did Minnesota have their number? Just kind of give me your overall offensive diagnosis.
Yeah, I didn't really see a whole lot that was there that he missed, to be honest with you. A couple he threw in the dirt because he had pressure right on him, and there was a free runner and he had to. There was nowhere to go with the ball. You know, even down in the red zone when they were going for it on, you know, third down, the second down play before the play to Coleman, there was nobody open. And on the fourth down play, they went for it. There was nobody open at all either. So Minnesota did a really good job of matching up with the receivers. And there just wasn't a whole lot for Jaden to go to. Even his second, third receivers in the progression were pretty much covered. So it was a tough watch if you're an offensive guy.
Do you still feel, Jay, like if you can get through this patch of whatever these injuries, these nagging, this whole year kind of a nightmare where every time he comes back he gets hurt again, like on the other side of this there could be a longevity, durability run coming? Or are you at a point now where you are worried about him just being able to stay healthy?
Well, I'm worried about the team letting him play. I mean, my God. I mean, you got to let him play. Sometimes you got to play through pain a little bit. And it's been an elbow so far. It's been a little bit of a twisted knee. And it's been, what else do you have, a neck?
Hamstring.
Hamstring, yeah, yeah. So hamstrings are, those things are, I'm not concerned about that one. The knee was a little bit of a concern. This elbow thing is just a nagging thing that he can play with. So I think if they were in playoff range right now to make the playoffs, he'd be playing. I really do. I think it was a mistake to not let him play when he hurt his knee a little bit, if it was only a one-week injury, because they we'll be all right. We'll just sit him this week, and then you lose that game, and next thing you know, you're chasing wins down the rest of the year. So I don't I his body is slight, and that was a big knock on him coming out, but I really believe that he can last an entire season or two or three or ten. I have faith in him, and I think he's such a good player and a remarkable with the ball in his hands as far as avoiding the big hits.
When you talk about him playing through the pain, or they should let him play or what have you, is that like what is the background reason for that? Is it so that other guys see that they're not babying him? Is it so that he can play because he needs to develop? Like, where does that come from for you?
Yeah, I think it's show the teammates that you can play through a little bit of injury. I'm sure Bobby Wagner's playing with a little bit of a hurt foot or hamstring or knee or something, and McLaurin's still probably got a little bit of a nagging quad, and Debo's probably got something wrong with him, and those guys are battling through it. And then you look up and you see your starting quarterback on a sideline with a bruised elbow. You're like, what the hell? Why am I playing? So I know this is a different guy. He's a different meaning to the franchise because he is the franchise, but this is pro football and injuries and pain. You have to play with pain. You have to be physically tough to play pro football. I just want to make sure they don't baby him.
Jay, from a coaching perspective, I don't know who you want to blame here. And I don't mean you generally, but anybody would want to blame. He's come back three different times talking about Jaden Daniels, and he's had to leave the game due to injury. Now, this one wasn't as bad as the others, but still, we're three for our last three. What do you think he's being coached to do or not do? Because whatever it is doesn't really seem to be sticking. I know it's not every play that he's getting injured on is one of these risky ones, but to me there's a paradigm, there's a process here, and it doesn't seem to be clicking because he's left the last three games that he's played.
Yeah, well, the first injury he had with the elbow was a bad read by him. He should have handed the ball off, and he got stuck in an awkward situation and landed on his arm, and he missed the game. And then yesterday he threw a bad audible screen to Van Ginkle, and he had to try to make a tackle. The guy blocked him on the ground, and he left again. So those are two kind of fluke injuries that should have never happened. But he is going to get hit. He's going to land awkwardly from time to time. Just a matter of him getting up. Other quarterbacks are protecting themselves and doing a pretty good job. But I think Jaden can do it. It's just a matter of trying to avoid the catastrophic poor decisions on the zone reads and screens and having to try to tackle a defender running down the field.
Jay Gruden on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. What have you thought of overall? You talked about the protection plan, but otherwise the play calling, are you okay with the amount of straight drop back game, shotgun stuff they do? Do you think it's time to incorporate it more under center, play action, bootleg type passing game into this offense? Where are you at on Kliff kind of sticking to what he's known?
Yeah, I would love to see more of that, especially with the big guys they have up front. And, you know, that's always a good thing to have for a quarterback. Those are easy things to complete. Those are easy plays to execute. They make your football team tougher and more physical, especially when you play later on in the season when it's cold and windy and rainy. That's something you rely on, you know, very similar to what Green Bay did against Chicago. Chicago did against Green Bay. These are plays that you have to have, I think, later in the season. It's all fun and games when you're in a dome. But eventually you're going to have to use those plays and be tough third down and short, four-minute drill. Those are important situations, maintaining possession of the football, let the clock run, let your defense rest. So I think, yes, eventually there is a place for that in their offense, and I think they should incorporate some of that next year if they choose to.
Jay, speaking of the – and Jay Gruden with us here on G&D. Speaking of the defense, well, I guess there isn't a renaissance with Dan Quinn calling plays now. Minnesota did whatever the hell they wanted. They could have gone for 50 if they felt like it. They were chewing clock and had a 20-play drive or some kind of nonsense from their own shadow, their own goal line. They could do everything they wanted yesterday. What did you see?
A very efficient passing game, intermediate passing game, which was very, very good. And then a running game that was had little resistance at all. You know, the defensive line play was non-existent. Nobody was getting off blocks. They were forcing safeties to make plays. The linebackers were taking bad angles, and they're leaving gaps wide the hell open. So, yeah, it was a poor display of defensive football, fundamental football, when it comes to gap control throughout the game for Washington. And Satan, when the corners had to make a tackle, Satan Estrell missed a tackle at the goal line, let Mason run for a touchdown. So, yeah, it was not a lot of positive to go around for the Washington defense.
Jay, if you were in Dan Quinn's shoes, how comfortable would you feel right now? We're trying to get a gauge on job security, how warm the seat should be. And I'm asking you this as someone who doesn't think after going to the NFC Championship game last year that he should be fired at all. But it is really, really hard to be this bad. I mean, they get blown out by 20 or more constantly. You got to go back to 2013 to find a season like this one. They just don't compete in a lot of games. Is it fair to ask questions like, is this thing rotten from the inside out? Or because they got to the NFC title game on that kind of fluky, magical run last year, do they just get a get-out-of-jail-free card where we don't ask tough questions and come back to the drawing board next year?
Well, questions need to be asked. That's the right of the media, and that's the right of the fan base. What happened? How can we go from NFC champion contenders to losing 8 games in a row by 30? You know, so, yeah, you got to ask questions. And what's the fix? What's the answer? The easy answer is, well, Jay's been hurt. No, it's more than that, buddy. He played yesterday. You were down 14-0 at the half to Minnesota, who's not very good, who just got blown out a week ago, who's had a struggling quarterback and a struggling running game and a struggling offense for the last 3 weeks. I don't think they put up 10 points in 2 or 3 games. So, yeah, questions need to be asked. And then the most important thing, like I said, is what is the fix? I mean, is it a new defense coordinator? Is it defensive personnel? Is it a makeover in the secondary? Is it another big-time wide receiver? Is it back? You know, so I just think there's so many questions that need to be answered. I don't know if they have the answers to them, or they can answer all of them in the offseason. So, biggest, most important thing, when you have a franchise quarterback like Jay, everything revolves around Jay to make sure you surround him with good pieces so you at least score a lot of points and win games.
So, Jay, to kind of hammer that point home, not to bring up anything painful, but the year you were let go, right, with a 3-13 record overall between you and Bill Callahan, that team lost 3 games that year by 21 or more points. 3. This group has done that 5 times, including yesterday's 31-pointer. This isn't your normal teams are losing, like the Browns and the Titans lose every week. And it's not like this. It's not these unbelievable non-competitive blowouts. There's something beyond not being particularly good, right?
Yes. And it surprises me because Coach Quinn teaches effort and motivate. He's a good motivator, and he teaches effort and tough-minded guys and all that stuff for them to look like they were disinterested yesterday coming out of the tunnel, and throughout the course of the game there was a lack of energy, lack of focus. It was surprising to me. So, yeah, they got to dig down deep and try to figure it out, because you lose the next 3 or 4 games by 30 or more, then there'll be even more questions to be asked. They got to figure out some way to be competitive in these last 3 or 4 weeks.
Jay, is there a switch flip as a quarterback, as a coach rather, where you just decide, okay, now's the week where we start to prioritize the kids? Like, by default, we might finally get to see Ben Sinnott, Colson Yankoff, because of the really sad and unfortunate circumstance where Zach Ertz's knee got really crushed yesterday, God, and he's out for the year. But in terms of, hey, let's get Brandon Coleman back out there because we drafted him in the 3rd round. Let's actually play Johnny Newton a bunch of snaps because we drafted him in the 2nd round. Is that something you got eliminated yesterday where you just go, all right, now's the time? Or is it just still a natural thing where you don't go into the game thinking that way as a coach?
Yeah, I think there is a time and a place where you are going to play the younger kid, especially if it's close. Now, if it's not close to practice and they're not showing up on time in meetings, or they're not putting the effort in on Wednesdays and Thursdays at practice, then that's something different. But if they're putting the effort in and they're battling their ass off to get on the field, then I think they do deserve an opportunity to play, because you need to know. I mean, you need to know for next year's draft and next year's free agency, hey, we got Newton here. is he good enough to be our rotational tackle or not? You know what I mean? And that goes the same with Sanat and a couple other guys they have in a secondary. So definitely a time and a place. Now's the time to do that without jeopardizing the competitiveness of your football team. You don't take out a really good player, put in a young guy just because he's young, and then you're going to lose by 40. So you got to have a really good feeling on what player can help you as a young guy and which player you want to see for the future.
Here's one. Would losing 12 in a row down the stretch of the season, does that do any irreparable damage culturally or something? We're going to talk a lot about draft positioning and how when it comes to the draft in a vacuum, you just fast forward to draft night, you're better off to have the second pick than the eighth pick, right? I know as a coach you don't think that way. But is there any damage done? We talk about a lack of carryover momentum year to year. If they don't win another game, everyone will be like, oh, awesome, that was perfect execution to get to the top of the draft board. Does that linger? Would winning another game be beneficial in the big picture in a way that somehow outweighs a couple draft spots? How do you see that?
I never really thought about, hey, a third pick is very important. Let's lose our next three games, you know, especially when you're playing Philadelphia and Dallas as part of those three games. So I know that they're going to try to come out and compete. A higher draft pick would be great, I guess. For draft capital, possibly for trade value and all that stuff. But the most important thing is to try to get these guys out here and compete and win and beat Philadelphia and beat Dallas. So it's.
But you get my question of like, yeah. Is there a difference between losing 12 in a row and 11 of your last 12 in the way of just like, are we sure this guy knows what he's talking about? I mean, I'm doing the crap he's telling me to do on Thursday, and I'm getting my ass handed to me on Sunday, and, you know, Grant and Danny are yelling about it all week long. Like, does that start to sink in? Like, do they need a win just to make sure that doesn't happen?
I think they desperately need a win. They really do. I mean, it's no fun walking around a building after you lose 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in a row. It really isn't. You get tired of looking at everybody. You get tired of hearing people talk. You start to doubt what you're doing, what the guy next to you is doing. He's not coached right. You know, everything comes into play. Your special team guy is an idiot. Your running back coach doesn't know what he's doing. He can't pick up a blitz. So, yeah, they need a win to try to get some confidence and some continuity going into the offseason, 100%.
So once if you were coaching right now, once the team got back from the flight last night, everyone got home, meeting, whether it's today, Tuesday, Wednesday, whenever it is, you get everybody together, what's the message? Like, because the most recent stuff obviously didn't work, so what's kind of the new approach, kind of to your point here down the stretch where we need something to go right?
Yeah, they got to have some competitive practices, man, and they got to get ready and play. This is a stretch of games that supposedly don't mean anything to the playoff picture, but they mean something to our building and how we present ourselves and how we show the Washington Commanders on tape on Sunday when people are watching us on TV, when the fans pay their money to come watch us play. We're not putting that crap product on the field ever again. And hopefully they dig down deep and take pride in it and take it personal that they have played like this 8 games in a row. I mean, they got to step up. The leaders got to step up. The coaches got to step up, be more vocal, be more commanding of the practices on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So it's very difficult because, like you said, what are we playing for? We're not playing for that. Yeah, we are. We're playing for pride. We're playing for our jobs. You know what I mean? That's why I think I'd love to see Jaden play if he had a chance to help them win a couple of these last 3 or 4 games that they're playing.
Jay, thank you. Good catching up as always. I know you got a trip out to L.A. today. Fly safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Thank you, guys.
You got it. There's Jay Gruden on Grant and Danny. He joins us every Monday after games.
On Air and On the Road, Jay Gruden is driven by the Tedbert Automotive Group, Tedbert Ford and Chantilly in Fairfax, your F-150 headquarters, Tedbert Lincoln and Chantilly, and Tedbert Chevrolet in Sterling, all home to Tedbert for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage. See and shop them all at Tedbert.com.
Commanders do currently have the number 6 pick. We'll look at the draft board and get back into that conversation on the Daniels elbow and whether or not yesterday was evidence that maybe he should have been held out, something Danny brought up. That is next. We've got those Caps tickets for you at 4, and Adam Amin, who called the game for Fox at 5, live from Minnesota. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are live in Minnesota today. We'll take you up to 6:30 in 3 hours. And then we are headed to the airport to come on home. We will be back in our Half Street Navy Yard DC studios tomorrow. Double plays coming up in 15 minutes. And in 30, we're giving away those tickets to the Capitals game against the Red Wings on December 20th. So you better be listening at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz. Danny, despite the loss yesterday, the Commanders did not get help or move up in the draft order. But here's where they did benefit a little bit. Things got tighter in the top six in the NFL draft. The Giants skyrocketing up to the number one overall pick, one of three teams at 2-11. And because they have had the easiest strength of schedule, they now have the tiebreaker over the Raiders and the Titans. Washington obviously plays the Giants this weekend. So if they were to lose to New York, they would surpass them, and they would have a top five pick at the least. But your draft order right now is the Giants. They've got Washington this week. The Raiders play the Eagles this week. Hard to imagine an upset, so they're likely to be 2-12 and stay ahead of the Washington. You've got the Tennessee Titans, who this
week vacated that number one spot by winning.
They sure did.
They beat Cleveland.
It's not the way it's supposed to go for them.
What are you doing down there, guys?
They play the San Francisco 49ers on the road this week. Hard to imagine that they would win that game as heavy underdogs, so they'll probably stay a game ahead of Washington. And then you can still catch teams, even if there's not wins or losses exchanged, because of strength of schedule changing as the year goes on. But identical records right now for the Browns, the Saints, the Commanders, the Jets, and the Cardinals. Think about that, by the way.
Yep.
They have the same record as the Browns and the Saints right now.
Browns better than they've been over the last month. New Orleans won this weekend. Again, better than Washington has been. Jets have been friskier, of course.
They won last week?
Yeah, Jets got blown out this week. So I guess they got that in common with Washington. But that's the company you're in.
But look at this. So Jonathan Gannon at 3-10 is going to get fired.
Yes.
The Jets have a new head coach in year one, but even still, there's been question about if Aaron Glenn is going to survive the season. I think he probably will, but that's been talked about. I haven't heard much about Kellen Moore in New Orleans, but that's a year one head coach without a quarterback. Kevin Stefanski's right now more likely to get fired than to keep his job. Those are the 3-10 teams. So when we say, and I'm one of the people saying this, Dan Quinn should not be on the hot seat, that is a different conversation than is it fair to question everything? Because the answer, when you lose 31-0, and we've lost this many times this badly, is yes, every person. And I would think Adam Peters and Dan Quinn would acknowledge this. You know, if I were to bump into Adam Peters in the hallway and be like, hey, I know you're pretty good at this, but it doesn't look like it right now. You understand where people and fans are wondering, should everyone keep their jobs? I bet he would go, yeah, man, we're 3-10, and we are going through a stretch that happens once every 12 years in this league.
Yeah, I tweeted this at Funny Danny, Grant's at Grant H. Paulson. The Jay Gruden team that we just referenced, that when he joined us a moment ago, that finished 3-13.
So he got fired 5 weeks into that year?
Yeah. So
Bill Callahan.
He was 0-5, and then Bill Callahan from Callahan Auto Parts took over. So Jay's last two games, they lost by 21-plus points. And then old Brucey, in his wisdom, said, you know what, enough's enough. I got to pull the plug. They would lose by 21 or more points only one more time that year when they were literally just playing out the string, knowing that everybody on the staff was getting blown out. This wasn't sustainable. Everyone was going to leave. Roster turnover, brand new, whatever was coming in. New sheriff was going to be in town. As uninspired a situation as you would find, they had a total of three losses that year by more than 21 points.
Mm-hmm.
You might notice that this particular team right here, this 2025 situation, five of them. On that Tankathon board, I couldn't happen to notice, the longest losing streak of anybody. You know who belongs to you? Everybody that belongs to you. Washington. More than the team picking one, Giants. More than the team picking two, the Raiders. Now, Tennessee's on fire. They won one in a row. But nobody else has a winning streak anywhere, or losing streak, rather, anywhere close to as bad as Washington's. You said this in the chat, and I think it's salient and qualifies this all very well. I don't think people understand truly how bad this is.
Oh, man.
Other teams are losing. Everybody loses. There's so many losers every week, right? You look at the top 10. I can't remember this many 3-10 teams or worse. It usually doesn't go like this. There are some bad teams. They're playing some losing football. Not like this.
Yeah.
This is unusual. This is within the realm of sucking. This is a new level.
I shouldn't use this analogy before we go to the airport.
Okay.
But there's flights getting delayed. And then there's flights getting delayed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, one time, we were coming back, and our flight got delayed 15 minutes. And Danny was really put out and really upset.
Because I thought more was coming, and I was wrong.
Gigantic dog and pony show.
It's true.
Him and Holland, and woe is me, and I don't know why my life is
and
so
Grant dead. Left his suitcase.
Right. That happened.
Yeah.
Was that the same trip?
Same trip.
And then you're staying in a hotel because you're flying out tomorrow. Like, this is that one.
Yeah.
I don't think people really get how ridiculously bad the results are. The discussion needs to be, is this reality? Like, is this what this team is? How much of it is injuries? If they had 17 games with the healthy group, what would it look like? But the problem with that argument is yesterday you had your whole offense.
There you go.
And you didn't score any points.
What's their lowest point total this year?
Zero.
Yesterday, zero.
All
zero.
My points seem so far away.
We had a fourth and go, and it's here to stay. Nothing.
You said something earlier we have not gotten to, which is that basically this idea that, and I've seen this a bunch, Jaden's elbow hits the ground really hard,
mm-hmm.
and now he leaves the game and doesn't come back in. And if that was possible, he shouldn't have played, which I actually kind of agree with. My issue is, and we'll see if Dan Quinn's telling the truth or not.
Tell the truth.
It sounds like he got banged up and was in pain and got treatment on the sideline, which is a really normal thing in a football game.
Yes.
And then wanted to go back in and could have gone back in. That's a different thing. And they said, did what all of us said they should do, by the
Correct,
way.
Correct, yes.
Which is, wait, you're down 17 in this game that doesn't matter where you're going to be eliminated. And the guy that had the elbow injury a few weeks ago has an elbow that's got a sharp pain in it or whatever. Let's keep him out. That's very different than if he were to have re-dislocated it or had some really serious elbow thing happen, which it does not sound like happened. It sounds to me like, and this is the semantics of like not being able to look at the medical report and not being a doctor, and all of us are guilty of that, I guess. But if I have a hurt ankle a month ago, and now my ankle's better, but I slip and fall, is my ankle going to have some pain probably, like residually, and be like, more so than someone who didn't get hurt a month ago? Yes. But that's very different than re-aggravating the ankle to the point where now here, I'm starting over. I think what happened was he landed on the elbow. It hurt. He came to the sideline, got treatment. They cut the, we saw it. It was 15.
Oh, yeah. Right in front of us.
Check us out, at Grant H. Paulson.
We're snapping photos of it, man.
Yeah. I got videos of it, right? They're cutting the sleeve off. They're putting another sleeve on. He goes to the blue tent. I saw him mad at the coach, kind of talking. I think he was trying to go back in the game, and they did the correct thing by not letting him. But if he landed on his elbow, it hurt, and then he was ready to go, and like he can practice this week and play again this week. To me, that actually does the opposite of make me think he shouldn't play. It confirms that this elbow healed well enough that it could withstand a really violent collision with the ground after he got launched 10 yards into the air. Not in any way the opposite, which is he shouldn't have been playing at all. Now, had he have actually re-hurt the elbow, or he's out a month now, or the thing got redislocated or something, then I think that argument holds up and makes perfect sense. But I actually go the opposite way, okay, if Dan Quinn's telling the truth.
Right, and that's one thing I don't know. That's a variable about Dan Quinn. The thing that I would say in response is what you're saying makes sense. The way I viewed it, though, that's nowhere near as violent as you're subject to as a football player. Like, there are times where you're going to get hit between two folks and your knee goes a million miles in the wrong direction. See Zach Ertz. See some of the regular run-of-the-mill violent collisions. He took worse shots in the game, I thought.
I think that's as hard as you can land on an elbow in this league.
I thought that was a, you know, you got some sort of time and space and you fell. It probably wasn't pleasant. Would have knocked me out for 10 months, but I'm
like 7 yards in the air.
Yeah, to me, nowhere near as, like, if that's the, because I thought that was far more minor than some of the other things. He's running full speed. He loses his balance. He's going to fall on that side. It reminded me of like when Tony Romo had all the collarbone things, and it got to the point where every time he fell on his left side, that collarbone was going to go again.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I know it's not the same, different injury and everything else. But to me, like, if that's going to cause him to stay down for an extra minute, writhe around in pain, everybody's got to be over there, training staff-wise, et cetera, it means that he was vulnerable. And if he was vulnerable, it means that there's probably some compromise. And if he's compromised, it means there's some overcompensation. And now we start this domino where if that hit is all it took to knock him out of the game, I don't know the answer, but I now wonder, should he have been in there in the first place? Could he have used an extra week to make sure that he wasn't that tender where you now have to worry about, I can't fall on my left side? Well, what does that mean? If the pressure's coming from the left, does that mean I now can't step into a throw that way, which means he's compromised, which he's not himself? It leads to more questions. I don't have a definitive.
Yeah, there's no way to know.
It's what I wonder.
There's no way to know this. I think if the same thing happened to Marcus Mariota, he would have had a hard time getting up. He got destroyed in the middle of the field in a precarious situation where you're not bracing for your fall. It's not like you're running forward with the football. You're running against the grain, and you get pushed really far in the air by a large man running at full speed.
It's a bigger gentleman, yeah.
And he landed directly on the elbow. Like, I don't think you could have designed a worse test for the elbow in this game than what happened there, in my opinion. And I think if it happened to Marcus Mariota, he's doubled over, and he comes to the sideline, and he's probably getting looked at and testing out his arm and his elbow and throwing some passes or whatever. That's my guess. But there's just no way to know. If Dan Quinn's telling the truth, it sounds like it's more in line with the second one, not the first one. But do we really think he is? They still haven't acknowledged he broke his rib last year. So we have no idea. G&D on the Fan. Next, our double play from Minnesota. What's going on in our lives with nothing to do with sports. And we are blitzing in 20 minutes. That's when we're giving away those Caps tickets on a Misery Monday on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny from Minneapolis on The Fan. Enjoying ourselves on a chilly day.
It's all you can do, man. It's got a little humor over here.
16 degrees outside with a wind chill of 1. 31-0 Vikings over the Commanders. Many of the fans that made the trek out here in the airport now flying back. Hopefully we'll see some on our flight this evening. I will say, for those of you streaming on the Odyssey app that are in and around town in Minnesota or have just gotten back, I mean, we must have talked to dozens of people over the last couple days that listened to the show and that pretended, at least when we met them in person, to be fans of the show.
They said nice things in person.
Which is really all that counts.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to go on any of these various platforms online and say terrible things, that's perfectly reasonable as long as you're nice to our faces. That's really what matters the most.
That's actually 100% right. Yeah, I met a very nice man yesterday, meeting up with a couple of my buddies for a few minutes. And he said really, really nice things about me and the show. He could be online right now saying something terrible about me. And I wouldn't know because I probably blocked him or muted him or something like that.
Quite sure
so you
he
never
is.
Know.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm fed up with that Randy Duye fella.
In about 12 minutes, we will be giving away tickets to go see the Capitals December 20th. That's the Capitals that have the most points in the Eastern Conference.
Is that which Capitals are they?
3 more points than anybody else.
All right.
But they have man games in hand.
Yes. They have played more games than some teams.
Whoa.
There are also teams that have played the same number of games.
Okay.
They also far and away have the best goal differential in the Eastern Conference. So zip it, or Tom Wilson will break your hip. All right?
Man.
With that in mind, it is time for our double play.
There's a reason, or trips, or any time I leave the comfort of home, I gain weight, Grant. And I worked out this morning.
Good for you, Danny.
Worked out yesterday morning.
Good for you.
Good for you. And
no, tell us more about that.
Well, I'm not, because okay. here's what I did last night. And I dragged poor Darius with me. I dragged him right down.
Oh, I know what you guys did.
I dragged him right down. We went to a sports bar last night to watch the first half.
I would use sports loosely.
Of the Kansas City. There was sport there. It's a bar.
Let me just say this.
Okay.
The good people of Kendorian Murat put on an absolute show out here.
Sure.
Yep.
Boy, did they do a good job. That bar that whoever chose last night that we stayed at and watched the first half of Chiefs Texans, I don't think we could have chosen a worse place in the entire city of Minneapolis. Darius and I left what I would call is a good sports bar. That's where we were.
Ah.
Where there were people and they were attractive and they were hanging out and they were watching sports. There was a screen the size of a movie theater screen right there with Bears and Bears and Packers right in front of us. We get a text to come to this spot over by the hotel, and I'm like, oh, okay, they got something for us. And we walk in, and I'm like, this isn't the right place. It was a dive bar that was like 6 foot wide, 22 feet back. And there were two TVs that were roughly the size of the TV in the kitchen at your grandpa's house like 30 years ago.
Okay.
They were also black and white, just like that TV at your grandpa's
house. No, they were not.
Did they have colored TV?
Yes, they were. I know because the Simpsons that were playing when we got in there were on.
I got there. You guys were already there, and they're like, don't worry, they're turning off the Simpsons to put the game on in a second.
The Simpsons.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? The game's been on for 10 minutes? That bar stunk. But anyway, keep going.
So I actually had a nice little dinner there. I had some wings, which were delicious.
Food was very solid.
Wings were good, and I can't remember what I had for a sandwich.
I'm just glad there wasn't a really important good AFC matchup on during it that we needed to watch.
Yeah. We got to see it, though. And I was craving a little something after that dinner. I'm sitting there.
The flatbread that you ate.
I'm sitting there going, no, that was Kia's flatbread that I had a piece of, too. But I also
had... The tots that you ate.
No, I didn't have any tots. Somebody else did, though. But the point is, I had my main and my sides, okay? I had my normal thing. I'm sitting there going, I need a little something else. I don't, by the way. I don't need anything else. I had my dinner. I'm full, right? Right? Nope. So I start hopping on that old telephone, and I'm on my maps, and I start punching in all sorts of dirty things, filthy things.
Yeah.
I start punching in smut that I'm looking for, food smut. Not that kind. There's nothing here in Minneapolis. The place empties out. I look for things like dessert, ice cream. I'm searching and searching. You know what I find? Cookies. Couple blocks away, freezing cold, sub-zero temperatures. Here's me and Darius. I'm going, anybody want to go get cookies? There's an Insomnia pretty close by. And we bundle our little heinies up. My scarf out, got my earmuffs, and my wool cap.
Danny did wear earmuffs. A lot of people have asked me if Danny wore his earmuffs.
Damn right I did.
He did. Darius and I actually, Darius, you can attest to this. While we were outside of US Bank, right before we walked into the stadium, we got to see because we got there in the first Uber, so we probably watched 1,000 people walk in. I said, for the hell of it, let's see if we can find one other adult male in earmuffs. We didn't see one guy.
Because you weren't looking.
No. Darius, tell me I'm wrong.
We were literally counting every person that walked by us.
Now, there was a guy eventually that did have earmuffs on. It happened to be Danny Ruye.
Yeah,
but
that guy.
For the 10 minutes we were out there waiting for that Uber to show up and 1,200 people walked past us, there wasn't one bundled up dude who was wearing earmuffs. But anyway, back
no
to earmuffs. You, Danny.
No, I mean, it's again, you guys just didn't see. So the point is this. I marched over to Insomnia Cookies like a fat ass last night. Now, you're in Insomnia Cookies. Do you have any control? Can you just get a cookie? Because you're working it off. You're walking. Is that all I did? No. I got 4 goddamned cookies. Not the regular ones either. The deluxe ones that are twice as expensive.
Did you eat all 4 last night?
I ate all 4 last night.
I thought you had that ice cream sandwich.
I had that too.
Oh.
That was at the game.
Yeah.
This was much later. I had 4 bleeping cookies last night because I have the willpower of a sheep. I'm sitting here on a road trip watching my beloved football team get their hind parts welted by a garbage purple team where there's murals of Prince everywhere. And I love Prince, RIP.
What'd Prince do to catch your eye?
Nothing. I love him so much.
That was tough.
I just remember that Prince mural. And I actually was really moved by it. I couldn't take a good picture. There were glares.
The visiting owner suite doesn't have a bathroom.
Yeah. I had to go potty. I had to go out with the common folk, said Josh Harris probably. I had 4 giant cookies in my hotel room last night.
But you got a workout in, so it's all even.
It's not. I'm in deficit or positive in terms of weight gain.
When we come back, we're giving away Caps tickets, and we got a Beltway Blitz for you. We're Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.